Hello, and welcome back to the Around the Clock podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Vaughn, and I'd like to thank everyone for listening to the first of our 7-episode miniseries called Meet the Vaughns, where we hear thrilling stories from various members of the Vaughn family. On today's episode, we have someone who is both in the LSU marching band and builds go-karts in his free time. Sit back and enjoy. Welcome back, everyone. Today, we have a very special guest joining us, who I look up to for his hard work and dedication. I know him as Pop, and would like to welcome my grandpa, David Vaughn, to the show. David, thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me, Tyler.
Well, we're glad to have you on the show. Could you tell the audience a little bit about yourself and your extensive work as an engineer?
Yeah, I'm 68 years old, and I was a chemical engineer. Worked for Exxon for 34 years and retired at age 56, contracted for another few years, and been retired at home since then.
Awesome. Now, this series is all about getting insight and stories from the Vaughn family, to which hopefully the audience will learn something new. So, with that being said, I have a few questions for you, starting with, were you a good student?
In high school I was a pretty good student. I graduated with all A's and I was valedictorian of my class.
Wow, that's quite the accomplishment. Did you stay up late a lot to study?
No, not in high school. High school was pretty easy for me, so I didn't do any studying in high school. I stayed up quite late in college to study.
We then segue the conversation into Pop, my grandpa's, extracurriculars, talking about the impact that they had on him in high school and how they carried with him throughout college and after college. What were your extracurriculars in high school?
Well, I had a rabbit for a pet at home, and I was in the band all through, whenever we started band in grade school, all through high school, and I was in LSU Tiger Marching Band for three and a half years in symphonic band during the springs.
That's pretty cool. What was your biggest takeaway from band?
I don't know, just something I enjoyed doing. Enjoyed playing music, listening to music, and I really had a good time in marching band and in the LSU marching band. That was awesome, to march in Tiger Stadium. And we also traveled to bowl games. So it was a pretty exciting time.
Nice. What were some of your other hobbies outside of being in the band?
Let's see. Well, I played racquetball a lot when I started working with some buddies from school. And we always liked to travel, so we had family vacations. And now that I'm retired, my wife and I travel a good bit.
I knew Pop was an engineer and very handy, so I asked him if he made anything on his own in high school.
Well, one of the things I like to do is rebuild engines. So I'd find old lawnmower engines that didn't work, and I'd get those repaired. And I guess when I was in junior high, I started making go-karts with little lawnmower engines. So my first one was a direct drive. You had to start it off the ground, and then you'd launch it, and it would go full speed until you wrecked. And then the second one, I figured that was a little dangerous, and it hurt when I wrecked. So the second one I built was had a clutch in it, and so I could at least slow it down and speed it up. And then my dad thought that was too dangerous, so he eventually bought me a real go-kart. So that was probably my most fun thing. Dad wanted me to grow a garden. I always wanted to work with engines.
What was the biggest wreck you got into while go-karting?
Well, we had a field across from the house, and that's where I'd run the go-kart. And as one day, it ran through the field and ran into the ditch, so it was an abrupt stop, and I kind of fell over the front of it. That was about the worst. Yeah.
What did you and your siblings do for fun, or just to pass the time?
Well, let's see. We worked a lot when we were growing up, so every weekend we went to see our grandparents on both sides. So one was in Brobridge, one was in Ville Platte. We always mowed the grass every time we went. And we traveled. We had family vacations when I was growing up.
Did you know what you wanted to be growing up, or did you just kind of find out later in life?
I don't think I really knew what I wanted to be until I was a senior in high school, and we had to write a paper. And so I looked up what careers paid the most, and also what things I'd like to do. And chemical engineering came out as being the one. I love math and chemistry, and it paid a pretty good salary. So that's what I decided to go into, and that's what I did my whole career.
What was your first job?
In high school, I worked at a creamery in our hometown of Abbeville. And I was the one that disposed of the sour milk that came back in. So we had to take it out of the containers and put it in larger containers that pig farmers would come pick up. That and loaded trucks. So that was my first job.
Did you work a lot of jobs during high school or right out of high school?
No, that was the only job in high school that I had.
Did you enjoy it, or was it just kind of
thing to get money? Well, that was the first job and I actually got money. So other than that, the only job I had was at home working for Dad, and Dad didn't pay too much. So this was pretty good work.
What was the biggest trouble my dad got into?
Ooh. One time he went riding in the pickup truck with his friend in the mud flats, and it was real cold night, and he called me, I guess, about 12:30 to go pick him up. They had gotten a truck stuck, and they had walked over to some neighbor's house, and we picked him up. You know, that was one. I guess the other one was he's smashing pumpkins one Halloween, and the cops picked him up. I wasn't at home. I was working out of state, and my wife had to pick him up. So that was probably the two worst things he did.
Who influenced you the most, or who was your hero growing up?
I'd probably have to say my dad. I always looked up to Dad. Dad always gave me really good guidance. Kind of calmed me down when I got a little bit out of hand. So I would have to say probably my dad.
Great. Thank you so much for your responses and time.
Thank you for having me, Tyler.
That marks an end to our first episode of the Meet the Vaeons miniseries. Stay tuned, because next week we'll hear the best life advice from a veteran and deacon. We hope you enjoyed and have a wonderful day. We'll see you next time on the Around the Clock podcast.